Symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
This week, we want to give a special shout-out to low-sodium soy sauce. Because when you use that regular stuff and you dump way too much on your rice, it just overpowers everything. Makes it impossible to eat. So we want to thank you, yes you, low-sodium soy sauce, for allowing me to make mistakes in the kitchen. Because I can't really cook. CILU 102.7 FM. This is the show Dead Air. I'm the host, Sean. Today, we are going to do the kind of a half and half thing throughout the show. First half is going to be loud music. The second half will be not quiet music, but we're going to settle into a bit of a night vibe as we do. So first off, from Calgary, we have the group, the hit group, Wake. Here's a little info for you. Canadian metal act Wake have never stood still musically, whether with blindingly fast tempos, lacerative metallic riffs. That's a new word that I learned this week, lacerative, and I learned it from this info. It means to lacerate something or to have potential to lacerate something. Lacerative metallic riffs or achingly ominous thunderous doom, the band has never feared bending any musical theme to its will. One constant theme has always held every song together throughout the band's decade-long history. Pure, depressive void. Wake pushed to redefine how expansive and dynamic extreme metal can be. So yeah, this is a pretty good record. It's Wake. It's called Devouring Ruin. Pretty heavy, pretty crazy music. The great thing about metal is these sounds do not occur in nature. So it's kind of an unnatural sound, but in a way sort of alien. And when you got like a really good face-meltingly awesome metal band, it'll take you to a completely different place. And there's really nothing quite like seeing a really good metal band live. So when that's a thing, going to a place, paying money to see a group perform, I suggest that you go see a really cool metal band like Wake. And here we go.
Yeah.
That was Wake with the song This Abyssal Plane. Before that was Kana Tevero off their album Devouring Ruin. This album has some really crazy cover art, and also on the back of the CD case, good artwork there as well. Almost looks like Final Fantasy artwork. Not the anime Final Fantasy or the techno cyberpunk Final Fantasy, like the old one where they had like the crazy artwork. All the crazy, you know what I mean? Final Fantasy 1 through 6. I have an art book that covers that era. And maybe I'll go home tonight and I'll look at the book and listen to some Wake. You never know. CILU 102.7 FM. My name is Sean. This is the show Dead Air. Hello. Getting back to kitchens. I always told myself if I had enough counter space to actually work in the kitchen, then I would teach myself how to cook good things. And I don't know if I really have that right now. First of all, I only have one sink in my apartment. One sink. Which is a real pain to wash dishes with one sink. But it is doable. Second of all, counter space, pretty minimal. It could kind of be done, but do you really want to? Probably not. And the other thing, too, is my apartment, it's on the second floor of a house. And it's slanted. If you look at the front of the house and the back of the house, like from inside, you'll see that the floor kind of curves inward. You'll see this around the door frames as well. The door frames are kind of out of alignment. And if you look where the oven is right next to the sink and where the counter is, it's definitely out of alignment there. I think it's like some kind of DIY carpentry they did back in the day. Maybe my uncle did it. He's a carpenter. But I don't understand why it's slanted like that. Like, is it going to cave in one day? Or is it just maybe they removed a support beam on the first floor and it went, you know? I don't know. Am I in danger? Here's more Wake.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk in Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
For the break, that was Calgary's Wake, the metal band, the hit group, with the song Torchbearer, and preceding that was In the Lair of the Rat Kings. The entire first half of the show, it was all Wake's music from the album Devouring Ruin, which you can get at wakegrind.bandcamp.com, CILU 102.7 FM. The show Dead Air, the host, me, Sean. Hello. We're going to move over to Montreal now with the album Constance Perdue by Julianne Dumont. Here's a little bit of info for you. Extended metaphor and causal chain symptomatic of a heart disease, Constance Perdue is the story of a journey to reclaim harmony. Recovery time was productive for Julianne Dumont, as he imagined the details of a dystopia in which Constance and the narrator attempt to flee Tachycardy to find refuge in Boreal. Tachycardy is like a sick body or a wartime city, while Boreal represents the hope for a better life. Joan, joined by Bateau Noir's other band members in Thomas Augustin's recording studio, Julianne Dumont found inspiration in post-punk and new wave sounds to color his guitars with numerous effects that are supplemented by bright synthesizer tracks. So yeah, it's a pretty cool album. It's kind of got a little bit of 80s to it, you know? A little bit of darkness, night vibe, post-punk. Post-punk is a term that people really like to use a lot lately. You notice that? But I think this describes it pretty well. You know, you're using conventions of the one genre to kind of do something outside of that genre, and that's why it's post. Constance Perdue, Julianne Dumont, here we go.
Impossible.
That was Morphine by Julian Dumont. Before that was Haros, also by Julian Dumont, from the album Constance Perdue, CILU 102.7 FM. Hey, it's Sean on the Dead Air show. Yeah, so if we could bring it back to cooking again. I've worked many a dishwasher job. Probably people have worked more places than I have, but I've worked a few, and I think that counts for something. But actually, before I had any of those jobs, I was actually hired as a cook, despite not knowing how to cook at all, and I told them that in the interview, and they totally hired me anyway. And it was like it wasn't in a big kitchen. It was like a short order cook, like when there's one cook. It was like kind of an establishment, nighttime establishment, if you know what I mean. And I guess like the boss just expected me to learn how to cook all this stuff in one day, because I did about two shifts. I learned how to dump, what do you call them? Chicken wings. I almost forgot what chicken wings were called. How to dump chicken wings into the deep fryer and some fries. And I was cutting up some carrots. I did such a horrible job that they asked me not to come in again. And they didn't really tell me why. I was just kind of relieved that I didn't have to do it anymore. And then I found out later from a server that I was talking to who worked there that I was fired because I cut the carrots wrong. So I think that's a pretty funny reason to get fired. I'm kind of proud of that one. Here's more music. Woo! Julianne Dumont on CILU 102.7 FM. Yep, that was a song, Pour Toujours. Pour Toujours. I'm sorry, I haven't spoken French in like 20 years. You got to give me a break. And before that was Supermassif by Julianne Dumont. You know it is. Hey, it's Dead Air, and it's me, Sean. Hello. And one good thing about things lately is some places that you have to go anyway, like grocery stores, the hours are starting to go back to how they were. Like, they're starting to stay open a little bit later. You know, when you're done work at like 4 or 5, and you got to walk or bike home because you think you're being eco-friendly, and then you only have until about 6 to go get groceries, it's not really that fun. So it's cool that some places are starting to stay open a little bit later. And I'm really lucky because the grocery store by my house is my kind of place. It's really relaxed. It's really unpretentious. They got good prices on meat, which is pretty cool. Now that they're open later, I can go when I'm good to go. When I used to go before all this 2020 craziness. And yeah, it's great. It's great in there. It's nobody's having a panic over things. There's some other places, some of the chain grocery stores are a little too, a little too prim and proper, a little too middle class for my liking. And that's where you see the panic. So it's good that I like my neighborhood. I like my local grocery store. We're just chilling. We're going to play some more Julianne Dumont. If you want to check out this record, I'll steer you to the Bandcamp. The Bandcamp is... No, I have it open on the computer. It's not written on the paper. It is juliennedumont.bandcamp.com. So that's JulienneDumont.bandcamp.com. Constance Perdue. And this is actually really sick because if you go on the Bandcamp, it's only $18 for the vinyl of this album. Plus you get the download too. $18 for a vinyl, that's a pretty good price. That's a good fair price. You know, it's not like Metallica on a record store day trying to charge you, you know, whatever for Master of Puppets. Metallica, they actually have their own record plus they have their own record pressing plant just for them that they own. Could you imagine having your own record pressing plant? What a long way they've come since you know, being some young teenagers in California playing thrash metal to being part of the establishment. Here's some more Julianne Dumont.
Yeah. soir. Danse les ombres du monde. Thank you.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU now presents The Mix Sessions.
It's time. 4, 3, 2, 1. This is how we do it.
You're listening to The Mix Sessions with Sean Savage.
Welcome along. I'm Sean Savage, and you're listening to The Mix Sessions, where I bring you the best in trip-hop, drum and bass, and house music every week. In this edition of the show, I have music from Gremlins, Dead Shepherd, Fever Ray, and much more. Let's get things started. This is Sixth Borough Project with the Lafar remix of Back Where It All Began. You're in the session.